Fall camp has wound down. We're in game week preparation. We've had a rigorous fall camp. We're anticipating playing a really great opponent on Friday night, and I think we'll be pretty healthy coming into the ball game. That was one of the things that we were concerned about, but going through a rigorous fall camp and staying healthy, that's kind of a fine line to walk, but we're in great shape there. And so at this time, I'll open up any questions anybody might have.
Seeing Jake Waters as their quarterback, how does that affect your preparation for Friday?
Well, we've always been informed anyhow that they'll have two different guys, and so we've we're going to have to prepare for two different guys. Their offense is similar enough. Obviously each guy brings something to the table, but we anticipated that coming in, and so that'll be our plan.
Coach, when was the last time you had to prepare for two different quarterbacks?
Northern Iowa, several years ago.
You look at tape, you have enough tape on those guys? I take you get some JC tape somehow?
We got a lot of tape.
Talk about their offensive line and the challenge that might present.
Well, I think that's a strong suit of their football team. They're a great program, first of all, but a lot of those guys have played a lot of significant reps in a lot of big ball games. So they're physical. They work in concert with one another. They're a typical physical, well-schooled, big, nasty Big 12 offensive line. They will, without question, be the best offensive line we've gone against since I've been our head coach.
Coach, you do a lot of the intangibles well, too, Craig. I mean, I think their return game was really strong last mm-hmm. year. Turnover margin, I think they're the best in the country. Talk about some of those things that's very similar to what you guys do. Well,
that's Kansas State to a T, through years since Bill Snyder's been their head football coach. I think they probably do as good a job in America on special teams, leveraging turnover margin, not beating themselves, playing disciplined football. And that's nothing new, and we would anticipate that's how they'll play Friday.
Is there any margin for error against Kansas State, a team like Kansas State?
Well, if there is, it's pretty slim. And the point I just made is Kansas State is great as far as not beating themselves. And so for us, the challenge is going to be to go into a hostile environment, be able to play at the tempo and speed and athleticism that they have, and yet maintain our discipline and execute our game plan, and being able to not beat ourselves, I think, is really going to be important.
Why do you think he's been able to build the program that he has? Because I think back in your day, they weren't very good.
No, they weren't, Jeff. I think a lot of it just came down to a mentality. There's been several guys that I have worked with and been friends with that have worked on their staff. So got a pretty good idea on how things are structured. They probably pay more attention to detail than any other program in the country. They're probably as disciplined, and they get more out of their ability than any program in the country. And so it's always dangerous to have a lot of accolades and compliments be given to one man, but this guy is as good a head football coach as there is in America, and his track record proves it.
Do you have any previous relationship with Bill Snyder? Have you met him before?
All briefly, shaking hands, calling defenses against him when they were on offense. That's about it. I've talked to him on the phone now and then. I mean, from the outside looking in, I know an awful lot about him and have a great deal of respect. And there's not a college football coach in the country who wouldn't echo what I just said.
You mentioned the hostile environment. Their team's mm-hmm. playing a lot of big games over the past couple of years, both FBS and international championships, I believe. What type of environment are you expecting?
Well, we've always enjoyed a great home crowd, and Kansas State has that. And it'll be a great experience for our players because we've not had something like that. And, on the flip side, we've got a seasoned veteran football team, and we'll need to leverage that experience because an experienced football team going into that type of environment is really going to struggle. A lot of teams have. I don't think there's been a game that they've lost since Coach Snyder's been in an opening ball game. And so we're going to have to be on point.
What's your biggest concern headed into this game?
Well, just for us to be able to execute have a plus turnover margin, Those are things that, if we are going to have an opportunity to win, are going to need to be in our favor, and we're going to do everything we can to leverage that, but those are sometimes some things you can't control. It's going to be a hard-nosed physical game. We know that. I do believe conditioning is going to come into play. From what I understand, it'll probably be about 90 degrees game time, and down on the turf, I think it'll be quite warm. Do everything you can to prepare for that, but there's nothing like that once you get in the middle of that.
Is this the best team you faced in your time at ESU, and why, if it is?
It's the best program, and you know, I would say it's the best team coming in. I mean, if you look at the track record, you know, won the Big 12 last year, and not only just a year, you're talking about a body of work of years and years and years of experience, and for me personally, just understanding what type of program that they have. And yeah, without question, it's the best program. It'll be the best team that we faced.
You mentioned the heat, Craig. Might depth play a factor later in the game, the difference between the two levels of school?
That's a great point, because I think conditioning will come into play, particularly in the fourth quarter. We're doing everything we can. I mean, we have 22 less scholarships, but you can only play 11 guys at a time. So, but that depth is going to come into play, and we're going to need to make sure that our guys are fresh. And but in the fourth quarter, I think you're going to see, you know, where conditioning will really come into play, either through guys not being able to go, or, you know, fatigue to where you're jumping off sides, dropping balls, things of that nature. And so conditioning is going to come into play.
Is there an amount of snaps that you're going to try to get your twos in this game, or some of your backup players?
Well, we've always had rotation at certain positions, and we'll look at that and be mindful during the course of the game how guys are holding up. You know, we also have to make sure we're playing our best players as well.
Can you just talk about your defensive front going up against that veteran O-line?
Well, we feel really good about our defensive front. You know, a lot of guys have played a lot of football there. And they've had a good fall camp, a really good summer, and you know, we've got a great majority of our players back, and so we're anticipating a great challenge. But if there's ever a year that, you know, that we can match up on something like that, I think this is the year.
Coach, how's Brock Jensen looking in the fall?
Been really well pleased with him. You know, he had a good summer, came back and shed some. You know, some body fat and lean muscle mass got put on. His arm strength's good. He's more competent in our offense. You know, he's much more, he's a fifth-year senior. He's played a lot of football games. And what also has helped him is Carson Wentz has done, you know, a really good job during fall camp, too, every day going out there, those two challenging one another. Brock is our starter and has performed better than Carson, and we're well pleased with Brock's preparation.
Talk about C.J. Smith and what he did there.
You know, it was a hard-fought battle. First of all, Brendan Pierre pulled his hamstring on the very first day. And with the amount of repetition and work that occurred during fall camp, you know, once Brendan came back, he wasn't quite at full speed. C.J.'s just done better. I think he plays the ball well. He's got good athleticism. And Jordan Champion's a good player also. So, you know, we sat down with Coach Kleiman, the defensive staff, and appointed CJ as a starter opposite Marcus.
You haven't lost on the road in a couple years. Why do you think that is, that you've had such success away from here?
A great question. Some of it's the teams we've played, without question. And then also I think, you know, we've got a lot of foundational building blocks within our program. There's a lot of consistency, a lot of things that are predictably done. We have a pretty regimented schedule that puts our players in a routine, try to do the things we can to safeguard against handling situations that we can't control. And I think we've just had a pretty mature football team.
Craig, is there any way you can compare this matchup to, say, when App State went up to Michigan?
Oh, I don't know. You know, two different programs. But you are looking at a perennial. This is just not a blip in the road. I mean, these guys have been good for a long, long time. And if you look in college football right now, they're a big-time player. And so it's going to be a great opportunity for us.
Craig,
you see the advantage of keeping these games on the schedule. We have talked to you about the Big Ten getting rid of the FCS, FBS, mm-hmm. the amount of hype going into this. Mm-hmm. You'd still like to see these games be played.
Well, I think they're important for college football. You know, I sit on our board of trustees, and we've come up with a unanimous vote across the country to continue playing these games. And all the other conferences have agreed to play these games. And so I think that's good for college football. You know, and so, you know, this we're excited about the opportunity. And you know, I'm in hopes that the other FCS teams that are playing FBS schools also recognize what a great challenge and a great opportunity it is.
Coach, is Colton Eagle back to where he was before the injury, or is that a kind of a wait-and-see in a game-type situation?
Well, I think he's back to where he was before. And I think his movement skills, his explosion is right on par.
Yeah, Dudzik turning punts. Ryan, he was all-conference at that spot mm-hmm. at one time.
Well, you know, we thought a couple times Ryan's ham was a little bit tight, and wanted to make sure during the course of this this preparation that we had a consistent punt catcher back there. Christian has returned punts before, and so that was the decision and why it was made.
Coach, how's Josh Colville adjusted to center and now starting his first game there on Friday?
He's done well. Anytime you play guard, there's some similarities with centers, but there are some nuances. He had some knee surgery also, but we're well pleased. That was a you know, big question we had coming in. Okay, who's going to be our center? We had to replace one from last year, and so to get our best five out there, that was a move that needed to be made. But when we recruited Josh, we knew that was a position that would probably likely be his as he matured into the position.
You mentioned, Craig, this is the first time that you're playing one of those perennial top-notch, mm-hmm. top 25 programs in FBS. Usually play maybe some of the lower division teams. It seems to be the pattern. Your thoughts as the head coach on taking that step up to play a mm-hmm. team like Kansas State as opposed to maybe a team that's usual second division in the big conference?
Yeah. You know, Gene Taylor and I always, when it comes to scheduling these games, you know, we make decisions. And this decision was made several years ago. And we have what we have, and we're excited about it right now.
Coach, you told me a couple years ago that this was the 2013 you had circled with this group of seniors. Mm-hmm. To have the success they already have had, what does that set the bar, I guess, for yourself for this year? Because I know you had earmarked 2013 mm-hmm. to be a special year.
Yeah, you're right. I remember that. And it is true. I mean, if you look at the experience that we have out there and the team chemistry and the ability, it's a good football team. We also look at margins for victory and staying healthy and things like that, and every year is a new challenge. But we've got a seasoned veteran football team. I've not coached a team since I've been here that is veteran and well-schooled and is talented. Now, how this team comes out, you know, there's going to be a lot of factors that come into play. You guys are well-versed in college football. You understand that as well. But going into it, we've got a good football team, and we hope to go a long ways.
Does it hurt not having Levon out there for the first game? What do you lose with him, or what do you gain with Danny?
Well, you know, Danny's had a great fall camp, which has been encouraging, and so that's been the positive side. But you lose another experienced veteran player. But, you know, that decision that was made is consistent with our program. You don't care how good you are at what time. And Gene and I sat down and made that determination.
Coach, is there a single player on your team that you really need to account for the most or more than anybody else?
I guess I don't quite understand that question.
Is there like a single play guy?
They're running back?
Yeah.
Well, I think the biggest thing I'm concerned about is their offensive line. I mean, they've got a lot of weapons. Defensively, they'll be well schooled. We're going to anticipate, you know, a lot of players that have not played a lot, but we have seen that offensive line. That's the biggest concern I have.
Coach, I know it's a season over. It's a big game. I think we all recognize that. Is there any talk of saying, hey, we still got a long way to go after this game? Or, I mean, how do you try to keep the guys grounded saying, mm-hmm. look, it's a whole season here.
Right.
Playing for something bigger at the end.
A lot of it comes into maturity as players. Our guys really understand the competition of the Valley. And our number one goal is to win our conference. But these non-conference opponents are very important. You know, as you look for down the road for potential playoff staging and things like that, ratings, they're critical. And so you take them one game at a time. This one's on our schedule, and this is what we're getting ready to go.
Craig, Kansas State doesn't have a depth chart listed. Is that normal?
Yes. I've coached 8 years against these guys.
Does it affect you? I mean, yeah.
We got a pretty good idea what they're going to do.
Coach, you mentioned how things go after this game. The physicality of the Valley and the type mm-hmm. of offensive lines and powerhouse football you've played against in the last 2-3 years, even though Kansas State may be a different type of animal, does that at least give you a little bit of something to expect?
I agree with you there. You know, Missouri Valley football is, without question, the most physical league in the FCS, and it really prepares us once we get out of it into playoff mode. How this is going to match up against Kansas State, it's going to, you know, ratchet the ladder up a couple notches, but you know, we're going to see how physical we are, and this is going to be a great test for us.